Ebola, the U.S. response, and the questions.
Did the nurse have symptoms when she flew?
Wall Street poised for more turmoil.
I think the market is trying to find a bottom.
Here comes Kansas City.
The Royals are going to the World Series.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the government vows to step up its Ebola response as questions swirl about the handling of cases so far. We're live with CBS's Heather Bosch.
Some members of Congress are calling for a ban on travelers coming into the U.S. from Ebola hot zones in West Africa. Republican Michael Burgess.
I don't know for how long, but at least allow our medical personnel here a chance to catch up.
The CDC admits it was too slow to get involved in the case of Thomas Duncan, who contracted Ebola in Liberia and traveled to Dallas, and that a CDC official allowed a nurse who treated Duncan to fly, even when she reported a low-grade fever. And she may have had symptoms on the flight. The CDC is racing to find all 132 passengers who traveled with her. Federal health officials are heading to Capitol Hill today.
This is Pam Coulter in Washington. The CDC's Tom Frieden and NIH's Anthony Fauci will face pointed questions from members of Congress who are increasingly concerned that not enough is being done to stop the spread of Ebola in the U.S. National Nurses United Director Roseanne DeMauro said many of their members are angry at the CDC and Congress.
This is our policymakers who've underfunded public health in this country. This is a bipartisan lack of funding.
This is Steve Futterman in Dallas. Also appearing before the congressional committee will be Dr. Daniel Varga, one of the top officials from the much-criticized Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital. He will offer an apology and admit his hospital made key mistakes. Just over 100 miles south of Dallas, in the city of Belton, there is concern following the revelation that two Belton students were on board that Cleveland to Dallas flight. Susan Kincannon is the superintendent.
We have heard from our local officials that the risk is very low and that our students are safe.
Despite that reassurance, three Belton schools are closed today. They are being disinfected. And another person on board that flight, a member of the military, along with that person's family, are said to be in quarantine in Fort Worth.
CBS News Chief Medical Correspondent John LaPook joins us now. John, Nurse Amber Vinson called the CDC to say her temperature was 99.5 before boarding that Frontier Airlines flight. She was told it was okay. She was below the high-risk category.
That is very disquieting to me because it shows a lack of common sense. Yes, technically, that nurse did not fit the criteria for somebody who had a fever, and the CDC person was looking at a chart and said, oh, she's not at high risk. But use your common sense. She was exposed to Mr. Duncan in the same way that Nurse Pham was, so wouldn't it make sense that she could have the same risk? She might have Ebola. Let's keep her in Ohio.
Now, what about this second nurse? She's been sent to Atlanta. The first one remains in Dallas. Do you have any indication as to why the treatment changed there?
There are four treatment centers in the United States: Emory, Nebraska, the NIH, and Montana. These are places that have trained for years in how to take care of people with infectious agents like Ebola. Those are good places for people to be treated.
Any indication, though, why the other nurse is left behind in Dallas and isn't going to one of those centers?
That first nurse, Nurse Pham, is reportedly doing okay right now, so maybe they're thinking that the risk of transferring her outweighs the possible benefits, but certainly that's something that could be considered in the future.
Dr. John LaPook, thanks very much. Amber Vinson went to the Cleveland area to plan her wedding with her family. David Klein is the mayor of Talmadge, Ohio, where Vinson spent much of her time.
There's no symptoms with anybody. There's no Ebola in Summit County, and they just wanted us to rest assured of that.
Frontier Airlines has taken the plane out of service that Vinson flew back to Dallas, flight 1143 on Monday.
The Airbus 320 was flown from Cleveland here to Denver with only a crew on board. It was placed in a Frontier hangar out of service. The airline CEO has emailed employees telling them that the plane has been thoroughly sanitized, with some seat covers and carpeting being removed. Six crew members have been placed on paid leave for 21 days as a precaution.
That's KCNC-TV reporter Rick Salinger. There are new precautions today at four U.S. airports, enhanced Ebola screening for passengers coming here from West Africa.
So long as it's going to keep it from spreading around, then yeah, it's necessary.
You'd expect to be safeguarded where possible, and where and obviously it safeguards the rest of the nation as well, doesn't it? And
those passengers in Atlanta, the other three airports with the new screening, Newark Liberty, Chicago O'Hare, and Dulles outside Washington. It seems Ebola fears are only adding to the worry on Wall Street. It could be another sell-off day. S&P futures are down 17 points. Yesterday, stocks plunged at the open, rebounded, plunged again, and bounced back before the close. Still, the Dow finished 173 points lower. CBS News business correspondent Anthony Mason.
I think the market is trying to find a bottom in an era where the Fed is pulling back on its stimulus. It's about to end it. A bottom in a period where Europe is slowing markedly. We haven't had a correction since 2011, I think. So a pullback to some degree in a market that's run up above 17,000 is actually not unexpected.
European and Asian markets were down today. Bermuda will close its international airport tonight as Hurricane Gonzalo bears down. It's now a powerful Category 4 storm. Top sustained winds are around 140 miles an hour. Some parts of Bermuda are still trying to recover from tropical storm damage earlier in the week. Versatile actress Elizabeth Peña has died at 55 of natural causes after a brief illness. She had memorable roles in Lone Star, La Bamba, and other movies. More recently, a comedic part in TV's Modern Family. It was a night of celebration in Kansas City after baseball's Royals swept into the World Series.
And 29 years of frustration have ended. The Royals are going to the World Series.
The call on TBS as Kansas City beat Baltimore 2-1 to take the American League Championship Series. Fans have seen their team win all eight of their playoff games.
This is magical. This is the most magical thing I've seen in a long time.
29 years. Like, the year before I was born was the last time we were here.
San Francisco can secure the other spot in the series with a win today over St. Louis. The Giants lead the Cardinals in the NLCS 3-1. Federal experts will try to sort out the dispute over the safety of a quit-smoking drug. Here's CBS's Barry Bagnato.
Chantix sales fell sharply after doctors were warned 7 years ago it might cause suicidal thoughts and other psychiatric problems. Now its maker, Pfizer, wants the FDA to drop the product's so-called black box warning label. An advisory panel today examines the latest data. Dr. Steve Romano, a Pfizer vice president.
The wealth of scientific data from both Pfizer-sponsored controlled trials as well as from independently conducted observational studies are inconsistent with this type of labeling.
FDA investigators consider those studies faulty and recommend no label change. Thomas Moore is with the Institute for Safe Medication Practices, one of five groups demanding stronger warnings.
This drug should not be used by people in sensitive and hazardous occupations, people who carry a weapon for their living, who operate nuclear power plants.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.